This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's welcome back into the show Greg David, who's got the scoop on all things going on around AMI and the TV world in general. And Greg joins us this morning from Chelsea, Quebec. Hey, good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Dave. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too. Greg, before we get into the scoop, I want to ask you our daily poll question and then share a story that our accessibility reporter Megan Gilmore thinks you can relate to. So the daily poll question, the scenario, somebody offers you a ride, a stranger offers you a ride as you're out for a walk on a cold day. Do you accept the ride from this stranger? Yes or no?
I don't, because of what everybody else has said so far as I listen to the show. I grew up with the stranger danger. And also, if I'm out for a walk, I'm probably dressed for the weather. But like Mike said, if I'm out driving, see, the converse of that is I would offer somebody a ride, although knowing that it may appear to be creepy and unsafe myself, I'm the type of person that I don't mind helping other people. But I would say no thank you to anybody that offered me a ride.
Yeah, I'm always conscious of my creepiness, right? Like as a giant dude, I'm always like, okay, don't be creepy. There was a woman trying to climb over a snowbank the other day on my streets, and I like put my hand out to like offer it. And I was like, okay, be very, very polite. Use your like most like sensible tone of voice. Like, hello, may I help you get over the snowbank? And then I realize, oh no, that's more creepy.
Yeah, we've seen too many true crime projects start that way. So yeah, I have to be very aware. We have to be very aware of what we're doing, and for good reason.
Yeah, I should have like a business card, like, hello, my name is Dave Brown. I have a national television show. I will not bring you harm because it would be really bad for my brand. Greg, here's our accessibility reporter Megan Gilmore's story, which she thinks that you can relate to. It's a slightly awkward and now bittersweet story about being offered a ride. One day during university in the summer of 2009, I was waiting for a bus a few blocks from my parents' house in Brantford, Ontario. I had my cane out, and a senior was driving his truck down the street and asked me if I needed a ride. I said thanks, but I told him I was okay. I'm not really good at giving directions, so I wasn't even sure if I'd be able to direct him to where I needed to go. Besides, Walter Gretzky probably had something else to do that day. Yep, I'm pretty sure I declined a free ride from Walter Gretzky. And I didn't know this, Greg, that apparently you're from that neck of the woods as well. Apparently Gretzky sightings were not necessarily all that uncommon.
No, and that's great. As soon as you said Megan, I figured there was probably going to be a Walter Gretzky story. No, in the latter years of his life, he could be found at the same McDonald's on King George Road, and he would walk around and welcome everybody. But I actually went to high school with Brent. Brent was a year below me, and of course, when Wayne was at the height of his powers and was on Saturday Night Live as a host, Brent got mocked the following Monday for his Big Brother's performance on Saturday Night Live, because as a host, a Saturday Night Live host, Wayne Gretzky was a great hockey player.
Yeah, great hockey player, maybe not necessarily the best stand-up comedian you'll ever see. Yeah. Hey, Greg, let's jump into some new stuff going on around the world of AMI TV, including a new program coming our way called Fashion Diss. New show, Fashion Diss. Greg, what's Fashion Diss all about?
It's a groundbreaking makeover show. Quite honestly, there's nothing like it out there on any of the channels, and we're happy to bring it to viewers. It's going to challenge traditional norms that lack inclusion. So each episode of Fashion Diss celebrates a head-to-toe overhaul of a frustrated style seeker discouraged by an industry that lacks adaptive options. So they're going to be covering off things like innovative clothing design, transformative beauty techniques, ways to do your hair and makeup using things that are fully accessible. And we're really proud. There's going to be six episodes of the show, and it's going to be kicking off Wednesday, February the 9th at 8 p.m. on AMI TV.
Right on. A little bit of a makeover show. Who's the host?
Ardra Shepherd, and she's a member of the multiple sclerosis community. She's got a blog called Tripping on Air. And a cool story is that she actually was, she loved to dress up. And as getting around became more difficult, the first thing that was the casualty of that was wearing her high heels. And she said, there's got to be stuff out there that's available for me. And there wasn't. And so the idea for Fashion Dis was born. And she partnered with AMI and found a great production company in Nikki Ray Media. And 2 years later, Fashion Dis is going to be seeing the light of day.
What about maybe some familiar AMI audio faces and voices or other members of the AMI family?
Yeah, Claire Buchanan, who folks will listen to on the Neutral Zone on Fridays. She is in an episode. She's in episode 2 of Fashion Dis, getting a makeover. And for those that don't know, Claire wears 2 braces on her legs and so has challenges finding pants that fit and shoes that fit. And then Krista Couture, who was on not too long ago with Mike Ross and who used to be on Now with Dave Brown, on Live from Studio 5 back in the day, she is featured as well. Same thing, same challenges that Krista has. She's also a mom who wants to just kind of up her, up the way that that she looks and also find clothing that is fully accessible to her.
I am so grateful I did not get roped into this. Greg, you mentioned it before. Where can people find the show?
It'll be debuting Wednesday, February the 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV. You'll be able to stream it on the website and also on the app after that. And don't worry. Some of us will be back on the air, I'm sure, to promote the show as we get closer to that February the 9th date.
It's not that I don't have style. It's that I find stylists always want me to wear tight clothes. And you talk about finding pants that fit. That presents an issue. Greg, let's jump into the broader world of television, specifically around some disability representation. Seeing a couple new trends popping up on shows that caught your attention that you wanted to share with us. Starting with NBC show La Brea, which character jumped out to you?
Yeah, so that would be La Brea star Zyra Gorecki, and she plays Izzy Harris. And La Brea is about it's a sci-fi fantasy show about a sinkhole that opens up in Los Angeles. And among all of the dozens of people that get thrown through the sinkhole and into another dimension. It's a family of 4, and the mother and son go into the alternate world, and the husband, father, and daughter, Izzy, ends up being stuck in current day LA. And like her character, she is an amputee. She lost her foot in a logging accident when she was 14 years old. But her casting on La Brea makes her one of the first limb different actors to land a series regular role on primetime television. And People Magazine asked her how she felt about that, and she said, phenomenal. To be a person at other amputees and other limb different people can look up to and say, I can do that, I can do this, I can achieve my dreams, is completely a completely indescribable feeling. Honestly, nobody cares if you have a fake leg or if you have a fake arm or if you look different. Nobody cares. And if they do, they don't matter. And I just thought that quote from her just really, took it to heart. And like, it really struck me because it is true. And the storyline doesn't surround her limb difference at all. It's just that she has a limb difference and that's it.
It just is, right? It's just that she has one, right? It's one of these things we talk about. Even when something's long overdue, it's still nice when it happens and it's still important when it happens. Firsts always matter. Greg, another character you wanted to highlight here is from the PBS show Granny Chester. What about Melissa Johns stands out?
Yeah, so it's Grantchester. It's a great mystery series, like you said, that's on PBS, and it just got renewed for its 7th season. And in season 6, the show welcomed Melissa Johns, and she plays a sassy police station secretary named Miss Scott. And Melissa Johns was born without a right hand and forearm. And again, they don't have any explanation. There isn't like a spotlight shone on her an explanation for it. She's just walking around holding books in that arm. No big deal. And that's, again, we just talked about on La Brea. It's just part of the storyline, and they don't have to, go about, making a big deal out of it. Melissa's the co-founder of a couple of drama-based workshops in England that works to create diverse opportunities for young performers. And she says that it's the differences that make people unique.
Another reboot we had of late was the reboot of Dexter in New Blood. Yeah. We saw a Paralympian featured in that one.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't checked out Dexter New Blood, it is very good. As a Dexter fan, I really enjoyed seeing that miniseries on Crave. But yeah, so the actress's name is Katie Sullivan, and she plays Esther in Dexter New Blood, and she's a police dispatcher in the fictional town of Iron Lake, who always seems to know the town's latest gossip. She's also been on TV shows like My Name is Earl and Last Man Standing, and she's a bilateral above-knee amputee who got involved in running for fun at the suggestion of her prosthetist, and she was spotted running by a Paralympic track coach. So she's a four-time U.S. champion in the 100 meters, and she also became one of the first bilateral above-knee amputees to make it to the Paralympics on blades, where she set an American record, and she finished sixth in the world in the London Paralympic Games.
Amazing. Greg, we've only got about 45 seconds here, but we know representation is such an important conversation we're always having in around the AMI airwaves, both on and off the air. Where do you think we stand right now, and what do you think needs to be done when it comes to disability representation in mainstream TV?
I think we just need to keep doing what we're doing. You know, we're here celebrating three roles. And, you know, obviously there are lots of roles out there. There's a character in Superstore that is a wheelchair user. Also on Ordinary Joe, a young actor, 13-year-old, that's a wheelchair user. And again, it's all about casting members from the community and having them shown representationally on television. So we are moving in the right direction. There's still a lot of work to go. But, you know, for the number of times that we've slammed networks and other media for not, you know, being truly diverse, it's great to celebrate it when we are starting to see that diversity on our screens.
Yeah, Superstore also had a non-speaking but still very funny role for an albino, so I always gave a fist pump when I saw him on the screen. My brotherhood, the albino mafia. Greg, thank you for this. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.